about that time. Hope you tuned in as we go live. Got bad gal, Tanya, Georgie, and Skyline Black. Hold it down for the guys. So get some real shit, grab a cup, catch a vibe. Every Sunday at 7, we getting you baptized. Giving out all these blessings or facts, no lies. Supporting the movement, that caps on the rise. I got that brown, holy water wherever I go. Make sure you like, share, comment, and follow. Talk, drink, share the link. Don't forget to let us know what you think. I got that brown, holy water. Come get that brown, holy water. We got that brown, holy water. Come get that brown, holy water. I got that brown, holy water. Come get that brown, holy water. We got that brown, holy water. We got that brown, holy water.
But it's still the same shit, man. We're going to get going. Laugh jokes. Let's get it going. First topic of the day, we're going to talk about zodiac signs, man. Do you believe in astrology? And do you think you have the characteristics of your zodiac sign? You know, because everybody swear they, oh, I'm a Leo, I'm freaky, I'm this, I'm a crazy, I'm hard, you know what I'm saying, cold-hearted. So what's your sign? And do you believe you share them same characteristics? And do you believe in it? Let's go.
Go that way.
Nah. You go.
If y'all on my Facebook page, y'all know exactly how I feel about this whole zodiac thing. I'm January 26th. I'm an Aquarius. And honestly.
Shout out to the Aquarius.
Yeah, lots of Aquarius too. But honestly, this is just my opinion on it. It's fucking bullshit. For me, it's like people are who they are based on where they're born, how they were raised, who their influences are, their environment, their community, their friends, and how they react to all that. Not exactly when they were fucking born. It's like saying people, like, your good or bad is based on the sun and the fucking moon, or just, I don't know, man, but I think it's absolute bullshit. Like, the last thing I want to hear is when I tell somebody I'm Aquarius, they're like, oh, by the way, y'all Aquarius mad stubborn. My grandma's stubborn. I don't give a fuck about your damn grandma. You don't know me.
So you don't believe in it at all?
I do not. Yes, I believe it. I can't say I completely throw it in the garbage because I do believe in energies, and I believe in the law of attraction, so it's kind of bogus to say you believe in law of attraction but don't believe in astrology. So there is some effect that your sign may have, but it's not set in stone. It's not like Leos are stubborn, Aquarius are happy, Pisces are something. It's for me, it's not that black and white. You understand? So it's like, it's more than just fucking zodiac for me. And for me, it's honestly bullshit.
So you don't think that being that we Aquarius, and some of the traits that they show in the, like, you know, newspaper and internet, some of the traits I do say I might have, I have some of those traits.
That's a conditioned reflex.
So you feel like just it's because you read it, you putting it like,
people
like
self-diagnosis. Yeah, I really have that trait. Like
when it's self-diagnosis or some shit.
Yeah, you self-diagnose based on what somebody puts in front of you and then puts what you can attract yourself to. But it's the same thing. If you read all the traits, all the signs, they're based the same things with different words to describe them.
Not true. No. Some signs say they like emotional. We don't come off as emotional creatures. We like cold-hearted type thing. Like, detached. I guess for me, detached. That's a perfect word. Very like kind of detached. Well, we have emotions, but it's just hard to get to them or whatever. I think I do believe in it, in the characteristics of some. Like you said, it all boils down to where you're from, and that's who you're going to be. But for the few Aquarius I've ever met, I always click with Aquarius, and we always been the same. Like, my brother's Aquarius. We're the same type of people. You know what I'm saying? Any Aquarius I meet, we kind of shit. And everybody says the same thing about Aquarius sign. Even though you can fight it.
The funny thing is, like,
it kind of is what it is.
When I bump into people, the very last thing in my mind is when the fuck you were born. Like, I would ask you your birthday, but I'm not thinking, oh, you a Pisces or oh, you a Libra. I'm thinking, all right, well, that's your fucking birthday. Libra.
Libra.
I fucking got an accent. Libra. It's fucking Libra. Libra. Libra, and I'm changing my mouth. I'm not changing my mouth.
You in politics on this. She in politics.
Libra, potato, potato, suck my dick. Anyway.
Georgie. Do you believe in it?
I sure do.
Oh, okay, astrologist.
I am a zodiac.
What's your
guru.
Sign, girl? What are
I'm
you?
I'm a Libra, and I'm on a Scorpio cusp.
What does that mean?
The cusp.
She's I'm on a cusp. Right I'm in between.
Means, okay.
Means I have both traits. I do believe in zodiacs, and I don't believe in zodiacs just because I read it. I believe in zodiacs because I'm an air sign, and I like to pick people's brains. And what I do is I get to know people, and then I compare their characteristics to their sign. Not everybody is the same because environment does play a part. Whether you're a female or male does play a part. All of these things do play a part. So with that being said, I do believe in them. Usually when I do read people here and there, I'm usually correct even when they fight it. So, I mean, that's all I gotta say.
Self-diagnose me.
So every day you check in the newspaper to see what kind of day you're going to have? You one of them type of people?
I don't check the newspaper. I do read zodiac signs, but it doesn't tell you what day you're going to have. It's kind of like a guide. It's not always the correct guy. Sometimes it's a couple of days off or whatever, but I do read them.
All the characteristics you read about your sign, you feel it directly applies to you?
Mm-hmm.
All of them? Like, it's nothing like, no, that's not me. You don't have no, like...
They say that Libras are... indecisive, and it's not that we're indecisive, we just take a while, we weigh the pros and cons, and the reason why we do that is because the reason why it takes us a while is because when we make a decision, we rarely go against it. Like, once we make a decision, it's final. So we want to make sure that we look at everything before we actually decide what we're going to do, because once we do it, we stick to it.
Okay. Laxa says
somebody
has
to fix your face, bro.
Come on, man. Look, we started face, late, but bro. We fucking, man. We professionals, man. This is what we do, man. Let's get it going, man.
What's up?
What's your sign, daddy?
First of all, I don't want no grown man.
What's your name? What's your sign? So I can scoop up from behind.
I'm definitely Pisces, March 10th. You know what I mean? Pisces. But, I don't believe in that shit. You know, I feel like that was like a great hoes excuse to be single. Like,
they was like, why you single?
And she was just like, she just started comparing all her boyfriends and all her shit, and she had to make it make sense about why she ain't had nobody, or why all men ain't shit. Because she had to have an excuse for everybody, you know what I mean? And that's how that shit came about, with the zodiac signs and the characteristics. All the breakdowns came about.
What about you? Fuck the shorty. Let's talk about you, man. Do you?
What about
he's a Pisces. Do you? You don't feel like you? I'm pretty sure you read characteristics of the Pisces. Do you feel like you share the characteristics of a Pisces? Since you said it's bullshit.
No.
I Google shit right now, nigga. Big handness, short. Short, cocky. Yeah, that's you, nigga. Fucking
cocky, yeah, I'm on that list. But talk Pisces is supposed to be like emotional, yes, and all that stuff.
Black, you're emotional, bro.
That's not me.
Bro, you're mad emotional, bro. You're mad emotional, bro.
That's not me.
My nigga, you get high off Ronnie Water and then make karaoke videos. What you mean you're not emotional?
Yeah, I just love R&B. I'm a songwriter. I'm supposed to listen to R&B. I'm a songwriter. I gotta get, you know, brand new thoughts and brand new ideas within my head.
I don't even fucking know what, like, what characteristics of Aquarius are. I can't honestly sit here and say you would.
Oh, come on.
What are the characteristics of Aquarius?
Well, we detach. Everybody know that.
We detach, allegedly.
Everybody's different, though, but they, yeah, have the same.
I should have had
them.
Matter of fact, I'm having them on deck. I mean, keep talking. I'm going to pull up some of the characteristics of all our signs, man.
We don't need it.
If that's the case, then everybody should have their perfect match.
Exactly.
But no, because there are different things that play a part.
All right,
you
all
have
right,
your
on.
Environment.
Wait,
you have
wait,
things
wait,
that you went through.
Wait. Fuck that. So let's go. Do you feel too many women try to date based off their zodiac sign? Come on, because we jumping. Let's go.
Mm-hmm. No.
Mm-hmm.
Go, Black. First, let's go.
Black.
Yes, tell us about that story you was about to tell us.
Of course they do.
Tell us that story.
Of course they. Of course women date off their zodiac. You got to understand, people are so lost right now. People are so fucked up that they have to, we gotta, people don't want to be wrong. People don't want to know that the problem is them.
Nigga.
That shit is so crazy. People don't want to say I'm the problem.
That has nothing to do with
so
zodiac
signs. It does. So instead of saying that I'm the problem, they want to put the problem on other people. They want to say, no, that's the problem. So now they're saying Pisces is this. I can't date no one. Too emotional. Scorpios is this. I can't date no one. Too aggressive. Libras is this. I can't date no one. The Gemini's got a split personality. I can't date no one. I can't date Leos. They're too. You have an excuse for every fucking time. No, the problem is you. You're the problem. It's not the zodiac. You. It's not the month. It's not the day. It's not the in-betweeny, in-see-weenies. You're the fucking problem. You know what I mean? And that's the fucking truth.
And that's true.
That's the truth.
That's true.
It be you.
I don't blame you. You can't lock your legs.
Yes. If Georgie. You can't lock your legs, you're the fucking problem. You're a hoe no matter what zodiac sign you are.
Georgie.
Yes.
You date based off the zodiac? So you said you the person that really, really believes in it out of all of us. Yes. So do you really base, like,
do
nah.
I date based off not the like zodiac sign?
Oh my God, he's a Leo. I can't fuck with him. Or he's a, you know what I'm saying? He's a Cancer. I can't do it.
It gives me a guide to what type of personality. It helps me interact with people. That doesn't, I can sit here and say that, oh, I don't like Virgos or something like that. I wouldn't date a Virgo, but you never know how I connect with a Virgo. But there may be some characteristics about them that may rub me the wrong way.
Have you ever met a person that act totally different from their sign?
No.
So you're 100% all in on the zodiac?
Yes.
Every person you met with that sign, you was like, I knew it. Fucking Cancer, you fucking asshole.
It comes out in different ways. Like, characteristics are characteristic. That doesn't, like I said, everybody is different. Every single person is different, no matter what zodiac sign you are. People play into the zodiac sign way too much. Like, but so, it's all about your character. Your characteristics are there.
Let me ask you a question, right? If you didn't know none of our birthdays and you just chill with us and hang with us, you think you could tell us our zodiac sign without us telling you?
No.
Why not? Because for characteristics, you should already know what type of...
But there are some characteristics that are similar to others. Like, some Virgos, like...
Could you break it down to like three? Like, you out of these three?
Yeah, I could do that.
Whenever you're ready for me to hit a home run.
Not yet. Women that base their relationship statuses off of zodiac. Like,
it's like... I'm a black took my whole speech. I'm going to still say it again. Like, it's not...
Change up. Sampling. It's called sampling.
I'm going to finesse it. So it's not necessarily... The zodiac is what you're going for and not going for. It's just an excuse for your shortcoming. The funny thing is, everybody, not Daniel, but like most women I know who are very single and had all the ins and outs about all the zodiac signs and Sagittarius men are this and Aquarius men are this and I can't do this and this nigga's a Leo and whatever and a Libra. And when they got in a fucking relationship, all that shit went out the fucking window. I never heard a peep about astrology afterwards. Why? They didn't need an excuse anymore because why? Now they got a man, so now they don't have to excuse themselves.
Okay, first of all, I'm not very single.
I let you be great.
You say you're not very single?
I'm not very single. But go ahead.
You got a boot thing?
I'm just saying. And I got quite a few of them on my Facebook page. I'm like, who? Now you got a nigga now. Like, you not Miss Cleo any fucking more? You not predicting shit? You not predicting behaviors? Why? Because you were single and lonely. And instead of saying I'm a piece of shit, because a lot of people can't self-truth. They can't honestly say, listen, I dropped the ball in that relationship. I wasn't doing the best. I wasn't doing what I was supposed to do. You know, I think I'm a good person, but I could have been better to this person. People really
you wasn't
do
being
that.
The best you.
Any single person, most single women, I've never had a conversation, a single woman describing themselves, how a relationship went fucking bad, and they said I fucked it up. It was always the nigga. 100%. 100% of the time, it was always a nigga. For me, all right, perfect fucking example. Perfect example. If you believe in zodiac so much in compatibility, this is me talking about myself fucking up. When my boyfriend, I always talk about the one that left me for somebody else because we weren't working out. The person he left me for was my exact sign. So I can't say the compatibility wasn't there or he wanted somebody who was an Aquarius. I was a fucking Aquarius, so why didn't I work out for him? The problem was me. The problem was the
better.
Things I did wasn't doing it. It had nothing to do with my fucking
he
wanted to
hit the home run. What's up? You want the home run or not? Would you like the home run today or not?
I don't know. We love it to you. Swing, nigga.
Yo, big man, I'm gonna need you focus in on Swing. Me, black success. Everybody, listen.
Focus on black.
I need y'all to chill out real quick. No, black success. That's a lot. Yes, that's it. So listen, I'm gonna tell you this. So So it don't matter about zodiac signs, and I'm gonna tell you why. Because everyone represents a house. Everyone represents a house. And when it comes to most females, and I'm only using females because I'm a guy, right? But you can use this for guys as well. When it comes to most females, if you're with a guy represents your house. That's what you're coming home to. So if you're putting in there, you know, a jealousy living room, insecure bathroom, I could do everything, go by myself, TV, I could buy dildos, I don't need you to do nothing, bedroom set, then you can't be mad about what you come home to. So what I'm really saying is that at the end of the day, it don't matter what his zodiac signs say, you end up curving who the person is when they're with you. When they're with you, you adjust who the person is. The person adjusts to you and become who you need them to be for you. So a lot of people that end up making zodiac signs their excuses, the truth is they end up being a fuckboy or an asshole or a dickhead because that's who you converted them to motherfucking be. Don't complain about the home you go. Don't complain about the house you go home to if that's what you created. I am Black Lexus. Success. Yeah,
I already know what I agree.
I ain't gonna lie. This shit was only like a single. He ain't hit no home run. That shit was shit.
I let him have it though.
All that camera time and that shit was a fucking dud.
Somebody in the comments saying the girl probably was born in February, you born in January. So
that makes
motherfucker.
Yes.
My birthday was 3 days before mine.
She's invested.
Born in January. What's your point?
But what I'm saying is, there's a difference. It's a difference in a whole bunch of things. Y'all making it into a category, like y'all categorizing it into just signs. I said about 5 times while I was up here that you have an environment. You have whether they're a female or male, what they've been through in their life. All of those things take place, but characteristics are still the same.
So who the hell are you compatible
ways.
With? Because you single as fuck.
Let me make this clear. Let's not act like Danny ain't bad. Or if we were single, we wouldn't play with Danny.
We know
the real way. So at the end of the day, no, I'm not gonna let you attack her. Lon gave me a little letter one day and said, yo, get it shit to Danny. I gave it to Danny. Danny like, nah, I'm good. Ever since then, Lon been feeling away about Danny. So this is why I keep coming at her. I can't take it no more. I gotta lay down the law.
Thank
this
you.
Shit is wrong. It's wow. wrong. You Queens dudes gotta respect the Blackberry curve, all right? Respect the Blackberry curve.
You know what's funny?
Lies on you.
I'm happy I got my phone because I got camera work all this curve. I got the conversation of the curve.
Got
I got receipts. I got screenshots. I know I'm petty like that. Petty Hardaway. Hello. Legend. All right, we off this zodiac shit, man. We gonna jump to our next topic. We gonna talk about parenting / step parents. All right. Now, if y'all don't know, the Brown Holy Water staff, only me and Georgie are parents at this time. You know, Black Success will soon be, and I'm pretty sure once she get tired
pregnant.
Of getting rid of these abortions, she was gonna have one too. You know what I'm saying? She got a wanted sign in the abortion clinic. But we gonna talk about parenting. All right, what type of parenting style do you think you would have? Like, would you be like a strict parent, or are you a strict parent? Would you like a friendly parent that want to be friends with their kid? You're the compromising parent. You know what I'm saying? Like, based off your upbringing and what you wanna take from that, and how you feel you wanna do for yourself. We just gonna talk about how you feel you wanna be as a parent. Well, I'm not gonna talk to y'all non-parent ass niggas. I'm gonna talk to her first. You know what I'm saying? Danny, what kind of parent are you?
I'm a strict parent.
Strict?
Mm-hmm.
Like, be home at 3 o'clock on the dot. Mm-hmm. And call it?
Mm-hmm. Damn. I'm lenient sometimes. I've worked with like teens and kids for a very, very long time. So I am I'm very strict with them. Like, I treat them like my kids, but I am a very strict parent. Education is very important to me. What you do, how you conduct yourself, how you speak, but that's how I was brought up. Like, you speak a certain way when you're around adults, and you way different than you speak when you're with your friends and stuff like that. Like, I'm very big on those things and doing what you're supposed to do. So
yeah. You more so of a strict parent. Okay. Mm-hmm. Black, when you become a daddy,
you get a little sushi lid.
When little sushi dropped that little fucking
egg. Hiroshima.
Egg roll. How you feel? Like, what kind of parent? First of all, because it's gonna be a difference between being a parent of a boy and a parent of a girl. I can see it now. When I was just had my son, I was more like, you know, tough and like no type of emotional. Because you got to raise them to be a little hard around the edges or whatever. But now you got a girl, so you got to soften up. Even though Callie's a fucking nutcase. Like, she's all over the place. But you got it. When she cries, like, it's going to melt your heart no matter what. I don't care. Nobody say. If you got a daughter and you taking care of your kids for real, when your daughter cry or get, like, mad, it's going to break you no matter how tough you are. So how do you feel what type of parent you will be?
The type of parent I'm aspiring to actually be is not only a strict parent, but you know, I feel like times are different. I feel like everyone feel like it's only one way to skin a cat, a cat, when it comes to parenting, and that's wrong. You know, the way I was raised, I was raised pretty strict, and that was good for me. It helped me see the best of both worlds, from the educational side to the street side, because at first, you know, you don't really understand what your parents are trying to keep you away from. And then when you finally get to go outside because you got enough education, enough common sense, you got slapped around a couple times. Now you go outside and you're like, damn, like, why this dude like that? Why this work? And it's like, now you understand what your mom didn't want you to get involved in or be peer pressured into. And that's the kind of parent I'm hoping to be like what my mom and dad gave me.
Strict?
Yeah, strict is good. You know, strict is good.
As long as you balance.
You gotta be like more so like, have you ever seen like My Wife and Kids? I try to be like Michael Kyle, like comedy, teaching lessons, not strict, but I'm gonna let you do some dumb shit. I'm gonna teach you a lesson.
I don't think strict mean that you're not fun and that you're not doing family shit.
But it's some
things that, you know, I feel like me just being me. I used to work in Cornell University. I used to work in like the little shit where all the doctors live at and shit, right? And I see the way different races raise their kids, and to me, some of those kids from different races, they have too much power. They could change what you was gonna make for fucking dinner. They could change what your plans was for the weekend. Mm-hmm. They could change what you might do. You're not having all that power.
If
mommy making macaroni and cheese, then my G, you're gonna have macaroni and cheese. If you don't, unless you're allergic to it, my dude, you're gonna go to sleep hungry if you ain't eating macaroni and cheese.
That's me.
And that's what I'm saying.
Are you sitting at that table all day?
I know a lot of parents that'll make two different meals just to satisfy the kid. That's wrong. You're giving them too much leverage at a fucking young age. Way too much power.
They don't understand.
Get the fuck out of here.
They don't understand respect.
That's cool. Let's go. It's
kind of wishes.
Let's go.
I say all the time, like, one thing that scares me shitless is being a parent. Because there's no manual on it. It's the one thing you can't call. You could be the best parent in the world. Your kid could still go either left or right. But for me, just the kind of parenting style I was exposed to, I think that's the one I want to pass on to my kids. In my house, we were big on a merit system. Like, nothing was handed to me. Everything I had to work for. As little as it was, it's something that I had to put genuine effort for, and I was rewarded with stuff. Stuff was never handed to me. So, like, now that I'm an adult, I have a certain work ethic because of that. Like, I'm not a fan of handouts, because since I was a kid, I was taught to work for stuff and earn things and be proud of things that you earn. Also, I'm big on respect. That's something my kids gonna have to do. And respect for everybody, respect for elders, respect for your colleagues. A lot of people have this thing where, like, people gotta earn my respect. I am more of, you gotta earn my disrespect. And I am respectful to people even if they're not respectful to me. Because it's not taking anything away from me just being disrespectful for fun. Last but not least, like, I'm gonna be a fun parent. I'm a piece of shit. My dad is a comedian. Like, I got my humor. If y'all on my Facebook page, y'all see the shit my father be saying. Like, I got my sense of humor for my dad. Like, we were both into crude fucking humor. We make some crazy ass fucking jokes. But I also knew in my house we had rules, and I had to follow those fucking rules, or else it was not a good look. Discipline wise, I never got spankings. I was a fairly good kid. My siblings, they got their ass whooped, but I got beat like one time in my life. But it was just from, I don't know, like I said, I can't call it, but discipline, respect, and human in the middle of there. My kids have to have a personality. I don't want no fucking dry ass fucking kids. And I also want my kids to do fun things. And last but not least, I am big on a two-parent house. I can't call it. I don't know what the future holds for me, but I am big on a two-parent house. I want a mommy and a daddy, and a lot of kids, I need my kids to understand that love is possible. Black love is possible. Mommy and daddy being together for a long time is possible. A connected
all
family
love
is possible.
All love is possible.
All love is possible. All love matters. All love matters. But I'm just saying, you know, I want them to also see that. I don't want them to learn it from a meme on Instagram or a post on Facebook. I want them to see shit in my house. Best way to learn.
I hear you touched on the discipline about your child. So how do you think one should discipline their children when they do something wrong? Like, is it like straight punishment or spankings for your own child? We're talking about for your own child and everything.
Well,
how are you going to discipline your child?
Once again, I can't call it. I don't have kids. I can't say it's what I'm definitely going to do.
You can know if you're going to beat ass in the future.
Yo, spankings are not out of the fucking picture. Like, my nigga, I will connect to your fucking face. Like, don't play with me.
Some people feel like they don't have to.
Don't play with me. It's not going to happen. But that's not going to be my go-to. I know some parents have that as their go-to. Some happen. They raise their hands. But my parents, like I said, I got beat one time in my entire life. But I always knew there was a possibility of getting a beating. But, you know, my kids need to know there are gonna be retributions for anything that they do that is out of order. I got rules in my house. Don't follow my fucking rules. Yeah, little nigga. It's not gonna be you cry and I take an iPad. I will break your fucking iPad. I'm that parent. I'm just saying, like, it's not gonna be.
So you'll spend $500 for an iPad and then break it yourself?
I will break money.
Just to prove a point?
Once I have health and strength, I'll always get back a dollar. That's how I look at it. So I'm not gonna put things that I
might confiscate it, but I ain't gonna take it.
I am breaking it in front of your face. That's how you gotta know mommy fucking playing my nigga.
I ain't breaking shit I paid for.
But once again, that's my belief.
That's your belief.
That's how I look at a dollar. Once I have health and strength, I'm gonna get that shit back. And you fucking around, I'm gonna break your shit. I don't care. And you wanna get it back, earn getting it back. It's not you cry today and you go in your room and then I'll give it back to you the week later with a sad eyes. No motherfucker, earn that shit back. Make me wanna spend another $500 on you. I'm just saying. That type of no bullshit. Period.
I ain't got it like that. I ain't breaking no fucking $500 tab. I don't care, man. I'll take that shit and sell it before I fucking break that shit. Sell it right in front of you. That's gonna hurt your heart even more. Make you hand it over.
Give it to him, go ahead.
Hey, you gotta give it to him. I think on the disciplinary tip, I don't want to hit my child, but I will. But as a man, you got the intimidation factor already on all your children if you're around. Like, I don't even have to touch my son or my daughter, and they already know, like, when I make a face, it's like, stop playing, let's go. If it gets to that point, I will give my child a spanking. I'm more down for spankings. I think sometimes you got to let them know, like, got to put a little heat on their ass. Tell them to get their shit in order. You know what I'm saying? And I don't think, I ain't say fucking beat them till they fucking black and blue. Like them old school beatings used to have to go in the shower. My worst beating, I thought I beat with my Sega Genesis cord. Like,
oh, wow.
Yeah, I'm like, damn, son, what the fuck, man? You don't love me no more. But not no shit like that. But just, you know, a few hits on a belt, couple of whelps, and it'd be all right. That should be going in the morning. Old school whippings used to put black and blue and fucking nice.
Can't go to school for
beat you with
day.
I didn't beat you with that was in reaching distance and shit, man. Right now, like, if I said some shit, my mother beat me with a fucking microphone just cause whatever reaching distance. But me as a parent, like I said, I'm all for like a spanking if it's necessary. But if you can intimidate and make them do what you gotta do, without touching, then I'll go that route before I put my hands on them.
So last is a last.
You always want to be like me. That's on you, Georgie. Why.
You didn't even get to talk.
You just always want to be like me.
Yeah, that's the Aquarius thing, remember?
Okay. I agree. Like, I'll beat my kids' ass, but only if necessary. I'm a threatener, and it gets the job done, I swear to God. Like, I could just threaten my kid, and he gets it. And if he feels, he's 13 now, so if he feels like he want to be tough sometimes, then, you know, then I got to use excessive force. But other than that, I think that I don't have to do anything. I've taken he's really big on electronics and stuff, and taking his shit away works wonders. Like, he be destroyed. When I say destroyed, I mean destroyed. So my bad, I'm sorry. But that's it. I don't have to, like I said,
so you more of a threatener.
But I'll back it up, and he knows. Like, I always give him a choice, but the choice always goes back to me. Like, I'll be like, we could do this the easy way, or we could do this the hard way. But either way, like, if you want to eat, you know what I mean? If I cook something and you talking about you don't eat that, or you don't want to eat what I cook, so we could do this the easy way or the hard way. You can starve, or you can eat what I cook. It's up to you. So either way, it's a lose-lose for you. So that's me.
Black success.
Yes, sir.
Are you laying them baby hands on your kids?
Yes, sir.
You gonna whip them?
I'm whipping my kids' ass. Depend on what they do. You know, depend on what they do. I feel like some things deserve a conversation and some things deserve, physical intervention. You know, so it depends on what they do. And that's how I'm gonna do it. That's how my mom did it. And it helped me understand, you know. And I know these days, it's like everyone want to do the counseling thing and just talk. And working where we work, I can tell you, all that talking sometimes, it don't get through. Mm-hmm. Sometimes a little bit of pushing, a little bit of hold you up against the wall, it'll just help you understand a little bit more. So it depends on what they do and the level of violation that it is. I feel like if you try to talk to your kids after they do something stupid, like try to steal a car or something, you're bugging the fuck out. There's no talking. He could have killed himself, someone else. You're bugging. I'm whipping your ass. But if it's something small and minute, like a fucking slick comment, and that's something you could talk about. That's something we could sit down and be like, yo, you know why that comment wasn't a good thing to do, right? And that's something you can talk out. So it depends on what it is.
Do you think that different cultures automatically have a different partake on beatings and not beating?
Yeah, like, you know, my fiance think like beating is just out the question. You know what I mean? She just think like everything is talking. And she got another thing coming. I already told you. Coming. It depends on what young karate kid do. Because if he do the wrong shit with the wax on, the wax off, I'm going to wax all the way on. You understand? So it depends, you know?
I think, I don't know, like, we always watch, like, shows and comedy shows. And everybody know got that white friend that just never got beat. But they are so disrespectful mm-hmm. to their mother and father. Not even like this. Yeah, just disrespectful.
Do you see how those white kids talk to their parents?
Though? That's what I'm talking about.
They talk to their mothers. You would think both is adults. You wouldn't know if there was no visual. You would think it's two adults talking. I don't want to eat. I don't want to eat this. Get the fuck out of here. No, this weekend I want to fucking
die
go
with the
Johnny
motherfucking
house.
Stairs.
I told you pizza,
first.
Mom. The fuck, you're so stupid.
That's too fucking crazy. That's too fucking crazy, son. We didn't have that option, son. We didn't. Bro, growing up, that wasn't even a thought because you knew mm-hmm. that was just the dumbest thing to do.
That was a freaking punch.
That was just the
nigga. That was a funeral, nigga.
Yeah,
he wake up in a coma.
Like this?
Everybody looking at you like you stupid.
Like black talks his mom like that. He wake up my complexion.
You gotta
smack the black
one. Like also, like a lot of different cultures have different rules and different things that they do. So like maybe a punishment for somebody of like an Asian background may not be a direct beating, but Asians are people who are very family oriented, and like let's say their parents pay for everything in college and schools, maybe a punishment could be I'm not gonna pay for your college, and that could really hurt a kid more than actually touching them. So it's all about how your house is set up and the rules you've set out and what is the expectation also. So that plays a factor in punishment. A punishment, the kids, like when we were younger, some of our parents beat us. It had no fucking effect on us because we can go do the same shit the next day. It's just part of the fucking process. And they got the kids who get beaten just psychologically damage your fucking life. So it's like, once again, you can't call it.
I don't know. It depends on how much influence is in your actual child's life. If your child have limited influences, if your child is really focused on just the parents and just school, then what you say really matter. What you say changes how they think, how they go about things. Okay. At the fuck end of the day, if you let them have different influences, if the dude downstairs is one of their influences, if three dudes in the building one of their influences, three bad uncles one of their influences, the school teacher that barely teach you, that the parent teachers one of their fucking influences, then mm-hmm. you got yes. it's too much in. They don't know Facts. What to believe. Mm-hmm. Therefore, they start being independent. They start just going with whatever they think is right. Instead of what you're saying is fucking right. You understand?
Go ahead, your mouth
no,
open.
No, we not parents. We trying to get this right. We trying to learn from
you. Gonna learn, man.
I have nieces and fucking nephews. I am as close to so wait. I don't have my own, but so wait. Listen.
I've had stepkids too. So.
This is a question I wanted to ask because I thought this was like real interesting. And it definitely like is a real life topic. Like, I remember we was talking about we just talking about different cultures and or whatever and parenting and everything. Mm-hmm. You look in the African American culture, right? Mm-hmm. A kid gets a job in the household. Parent wants ends on the check, want money. You know what I'm saying? Off rip, like, yo, you gotta pay the rent. They don't give a chance to really save their money, do whatever. In other cultures, sometimes they get a job, they give a chance to save their money, buy a car, do stop. Whatever they
want
to do.
I want you to stop right
Wait,
now.
Wait, no. This is something I've seen, mm-hmm. bro. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Do you feel that in African American culture, do we hurt or help by parenting taking money from their kids?
Neither, dog. Okay. If you watch the Greg Popovich interview, and for those of you that don't know, he's a coach. The head coach for the San Antonio Spurs in the NBA. He said, white people basically start at the 50-yard line.
Okay.
And to act like we don't start at the 50-yard line is us being ignorant to the other issues going on.
Okay.
Basically saying black people are starting from the zero. Okay. We got to run the whole 100 yards. They got the 50. They only got 50 yards to go, bro. And they're good. So hold on.
Go.
Understand what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So if they're not taking money from their kids, that's okay. Most of the time, they don't fucking need it. If your mom came up from struggle, your mom is in the peas, your mom working 2 to 3 jobs to make ends meet, she need that little $100. It might be a lot to fucking you because you want to buy an extra pair of Tims and some fly shit to make it look like you don't fucking live in the peas anymore, but she need that fucking bread. And for you to be ignorant enough to fucking think she trying to cripple you by asking for the bread, nigga, she trying not to suck dick. Nigga, she trying to say, listen, you got a job. Let me fucking get $100. Let me get $200 because I'm trying to put it towards the bills. She not taking the money and going out. She not going on vacation. She putting it towards the fucking house. Only an ignorant nigga will fucking think like that, boy. That's fucking crazy. Facts. Fuck are you talking about? Give her that bread.
That was your home run, my sir.
There you go.
How y'all feel about that? Do y'all feel like you're a parent? When your son starts working, some of you are you going to take some of his ends?
I won't ask him for anything. At the end of the day, because his ends are his ends, but I will teach him how to. Definitely.
Does it prepare you for the future? I ain't gonna lie. It does kind of prepare you for like. Knowing that you're gonna be an adult, you gotta pay rent, you have to do things, you have to pay a fucking bill, you can't just live somewhere for free. Mm-hmm. But it also, like you said, it's kind of like, damn, man, I just fucking got this job, I can't even save money, I can't mm-hmm. do nothing because, you know, mm-hmm. they're trying to come dig in my pocket.
For anything.
So you wanna ask the child to teach responsibility?
My responsibility? Yes, I would try my best to teach him how to manage what he has and what to do with it and prepare him. Like I tell him all the time, when you turn 18, like, you done. I mean, I'm not holding your hand. I'll be there to assist you if you need help, but I'm not always going to be here. So I've been trying to teach him since he was small how to be responsible and how to do certain things because mommy and daddy's not going to always be here. Grandma's not going to always be here. And he might not get it now, which I totally understand. You're not going to get it, but there are going to come times in his life where he's going to go through some things and he's going to think, that's what my mother was talking about. That's preparing him. I don't think that I should be asking my child for money. That's just my personal opinion.
Can I just say one
thing? I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm not saying I'm right.
I'm not saying any wrong or right. But what I am saying is this. One of the best things my mother did for me was have me when I started working, chip in. And I'm only saying that because of this. When I got to the age where I shouldn't have been under her household anymore, I was afraid of going out there and having to do everything on my own. So now, when you're chipping in, it's kind of programming you. Like, yo, every check you already know, this guy go to that, this guy go to that, this guy go to that. You are elementary wise, you know, preparing yourself for adulthood, knowing that I can't spend this on this, I can't go do that. And that's only fucking helping. A lot of grown men still live at home. A lot of grown men is still, you know, whatever, because they're afraid of going out there. They don't know what it is to be independent, to pay all them bills. They don't know what it is to prepare those checks and line those checks up to pay all those fucking bills. And the problem is because when they are in the house, when they are working, when they are making adult salaries or freaking even less, no one is saying, hey, listen, this guy go to that, this guy go to that, this guy go to that. You got to mentally prepare them to be on their own.
I feel on this subject of the topic at hand, it depends how old they are. Like you said, if you surpass the age where you could possibly be on your own and living on your own, then you have to help being in a house where you're going to eat, sleep, breathe, whatever. But if as a teen, I'm not going to take money from my kid. If he's working hard, like his little Starbucks, Foot Locker job, I'm not going to ask him for any money. He out there working. He's staying out of trouble. He's doing his thing. He shouldn't have to give me no money towards the house. This is just how I feel. Now, like I said, as a teen, now he's 24, 25 years old, still in my house, and he's still working somewhere else. Then, like, listen, bro, you're a grown man now. You could be out on your own. You could start helping out. You know what I'm saying? You in here trying to get pussy under my roof, all that shit. I ain't saying nothing. Throw some bread. I don't care. Teenagers, young, some of you, nah, just all you. You out here working and grinding. You want to buy them pair of sneakers? Go get it. I'm not taking no money from you. I'm not trying to collect nothing from you. I know it kind of teaches you responsibility, but it also, like, if you working out there getting it, go get it on your own, because now I don't have to pay for it. You're still a teen. You're still under my, like, parenting. I still have to supply. But now if you working for your own, I don't have to get it for you. Like, you ain't got to ask me for money if you working and you want to buy yourself some Jordan. Because if I take money from you, then you still asking me for money. Nah, it's dumb.
That's facts. But that's just how I feel. Also, one thing that my mom did when she was collecting that bread, every $200, every check, she'll put to the side. You understand? So when it was time for me to move out, I had $6,000. I had first, last month, second. I had first, last month security, and I had money to go get the furniture. And I feel like, hey, you don't got to take it for your own personal use, but hey, take it to put some to the side, because people don't know how to save, but especially kids.
Wait, George, I'm sorry. Let Tanya go. Tanya, okay. Been quiet.
I'm sorry.
She's passionate.
I was raised by my dad, and my dad had a certain parenting style when it came to financial responsibility. My father did this when I was 8. For Christmas, he would never really buy gifts for me. He would put money in my hands, and we would go down, if you guys know where Regent Street is, Christmas time, you go down Regent Street, we would pass all the stores, and we would walk in every store. He's like, don't buy yet. Just go in and see what you like. We went the entire strip. And of course, you went into one store, you like something, you come back out and you see something, you like a little bit more, and you come back and you see something, like, more. And we spent one day just window shopping. He's like, now you window shop, and you see what you like, you don't like. Now you can go back the next day, now you're going to buy, based on how much money you got and what you see. What that shit taught me was self-discipline when it comes to money. He started that shit when I was fucking 8. What's missing from a lot of black households to me is just financial literacy and financial management. Okay. We wait till kids get to a certain age. You an adult, here's a check. We never really position it as in, okay, you're an adult. You're not fully out of the house yet, but you gotta understand that certain responsibilities, the real responsibilities in here. The mortgage is real. The rent is real. Food is real. The bills are real. I mean, you enjoy watching TV every day, but you don't know how much money it takes. It takes money to keep that fucking TV on. It takes money to keep the lights on. I find it rare that adults position taking money from kids as that's what they're putting it towards. Because if you don't pay the fucking bill, the lights gonna get cut off. The cable can cut off. We can get fucking evicted if these bills don't get paid. So I think the element that's missing is just the financial responsibility that's accompanied it. Some kids know. Some kids don't know. Some kids think of it as mommy just want to take money from my check, whereas some kids know, yo, mommy busting her fucking ass. Like, I'm going to give her 300 because I don't want my mother to work too hard. My mother comes in at 9 at night, comes in 10 at night in 10 degree weather. Like, anything I could do to help, I'm going to help. So for me, what I'll do, I'm kind of in the gray area about it. I wouldn't demand like a high amount, especially because if you work in a Starbucks and they make a certain amount of money a week, I'm not going to expect them to take their whole Starbucks fucking check benefits. Or almost their whole check and give it to me. Yeah. But they have to, they're going to be responsible for something that has a time on it, whether it's their phone bill or part of the phone bill, part of the rent, and it has to come in a certain time. But they need to understand that you're not paying, it affects all of us. And that's going to teach them a sound response, a certain sense of financial responsibility. That's how I look at it. And one of the funniest things is when I came to America and I got my job and, you know, I started working, I was making just about as much money as my mom at the time. I was told, you know, don't spend no, the first month was don't spend no money. Just get money from your coach or whatever. By the third month, my sister came and she was like, oh, Makisha living here for free. Why is she living here and all of us paying bills and whatever, whatever? My mom was like, no, she's saving money. Like, no. All of a sudden, you got to pay XYZ money to the rent. I started paying money to the rent. Mm-hmm. Going. All of a sudden, one day, there was a big blowout in my house over money, of course. We got black families, a lot of us, a lot of adults, people trying to see who making more money than who. Element comes in. My mother told me, you could never survive out of this house by yourself.
She told you that?
She literally told me that.
Damn.
The day I moved out, I've moved out of my mother's house almost 4.5 to 5 years now. I've never went back. My mother's one day, she's like, I never thought she would have done it.
She slapped
her. I'm the baby. I'm the baby. My other siblings, every single one of them, the rest of them are still living with my mom. I'm the only one who's out of the house. And she was like, I never thought she would have survived. But the thing is, funny thing is, my dad on the other side, he was like, Makisha, once you're 18, start thinking of setting yourself out to leave my house. He wasn't putting me out. He was saying, get yourself in the mental to understand that you're an adult now. You got all the responsibilities going to be yours. The rent, the gas, the light, all of that shit is you. Put yourself in the work ethic, the frame of mind to take care of that shit yourself. Don't even depend. He didn't say don't depend on a man. He's like, but don't think a man is going to be a savior for that. He's like, set yourself up. You can take care of yourself. And I remember that shit. My mom told me about that $300. And I moved out and never fucking been back. I paid out and I worked my ass.
Nico said,
day.
I'm now hearing this story.
Yo!
Yeah, he's on his shit today.
Today he got time. He got time today. But I'm saying, like, but that's, once again, two different parenting styles. One demanded and the other one was like, give me a little bit of freedom. So, funny enough, the person who gave me a little bit of freedom is a person who gave me a better work ethic. So it's okay. Like, but he gave me the freedom with the advice and the knowledge behind why he's giving me the freedom. So now I had to grow into it. Opposed to somebody telling me, bitch, you can't survive without me. You understand? So yeah. As a black family, like, y'all teach y'all kids financial responsibility. They're never going to forget it.
That's a fact.
Danny, before we leave this, you got something else to say?
I forgot.
It's okay, good.
Why he playing with you, Danny? You see how crushes go?
Think I'm
you see how crushes go?
You should have never come out of there.
When motherfuckers like you, like a lot, because he always texts me, yo, what do Danny doing? Don't worry about what Danny doing, my dude. Don't worry about that. She from motherfucking Red Hook. Don't worry about that, my dude.
Thank you.
You know what I mean? But he be on your body. And a lot of the viewers don't know that. He be on your body. Tell him. You're your body. Tell him.
Black guy, tell
him
today.
Hey, payback from last week. Oh, wow.
That's exactly what's happening. It's payback from last week.
We're going to talk about step-parents now, yo. How y'all feel about step-parents, man? I'm going to start with
what happened? What you mean?
Black.
I love my
step-mom. What's up? What you talking about? What's up?
What's up?
How you feel about it? What you mean?
I don't know how you
what
feel
you
about step parents.
Are they good
or bad? How you feel about them, man?
What you mean step parents are great? What you mean? Ask me something. What you
I
mean?
I don't know. How do you feel about them?
I mean, what
could
you mean?
Be a step daddy? Like,
yeah,
how,
of course I'd be a step daddy.
Go stick your tongue together. Is it a good thing?
As long as it. Listen, I could be a step daddy. I can't be a limited daddy.
Stay on topic. Let's go.
Ooh. What's a limited? I can't be a limited dad. Ooh. Therefore, let me.
Black trying to get the quote of the day.
Let me further explain that.
What's a limited
dad? You know, a lot of times, what I'm saying is this. A lot of times when it comes to being a stepdaddy or dealing with someone that has kids, they won't say nothing when you buying everybody Jordans. You want to look like a family. Everybody got matching pair of Jordans. They won't say that when you book a trip to Sky Zone. Now y'all renting a car, y'all driving to Sky Zone. Everybody want to dunk basketball. You know what I mean? Y'all won't say that when y'all all getting the same burger. Y'all want to take a picture. Yeah, all family got the same hunger. We all hungry. Y'all all taking the same picture with the french fries on the bottom. Okay. Shit. You know what I mean? They won't say nothing. But they will say something when you about the upside when they went, all right. But I'm just saying, don't let me be a limited daddy.
Well, on a limited daddy, what if the father is still in the child's life?
If the father's child is still in the child's life, that's a touchy
thing. So you gotta be limited.
It depends on where the kid lives, though.
If that's the case, that's a touchy thing now, because now you're saying like you want a man, but how you want a man not to be a daddy? You got kids.
She want a man squared.
For him to love you, he love your kids. It don't go the other way around. Mm-hmm. You understand? He can't love you and not your kids.
Baby, you can speak. We just started this. Go ahead, what's talk, up? Georgie.
What's up?
I love my stepmom. My stepmom has never put her hands on me. And she never had to, because my father was there to make sure that we were disciplined. And he did what he had to do to make sure that we never disrespected her or ever had to do anything in that way. So, I hear what you're saying, but I feel like when the parent is involved, there should be no need for you to even go that route. What?
Time out. What's the problem? So, time out. Is the parent doing everything?
So, what do you mean is the parent doing everything?
Is the parent doing everything for those kids but living with you? Is the parent filling up?
I would say no, because if the parent is there, then they wouldn't be doing every single thing, because
listen what the question is. Sometimes we listen to reply and not to understand.
Okay, cool.
So what I'm saying is the parent doing everything for those kids besides living under your same roof?
No.
So therefore, there is a void. There is something to be filled there. Are you trying to fill it with the new guy?
No, but if there's a...
Are you trying to fill it with the new guy? Don't dance around the question.
No, because I'm trying to understand where you're going with this.
What I'm saying is this. If you're saying that the parent is in the picture, then what you're saying is that the new guy is only needed to please you and not to please the situation.
He will please the situation. If you love me, you love my kids. That's how
it works. All right, if he love your kids, he also gonna discipline. He gonna do everything that come with it.
If I'm somebody's step parent and their parent is if I'm with a guy and he has kids and his kids, their mom is active, I don't have to do anything to those kids, because number one, I'm gonna come to him and tell him to handle the situation unless they're being blatantly disrespectful. That's it. That's like, I'm gonna come to, I don't think that's false, because that's how I'm gonna handle it. If I'm with somebody and I'm dealing with somebody and they have kids, if their kids are doing something they don't have no business doing, I feel the need to discipline them, like put my hands on them or something like that, I'm going to him. To me, as a step parent, I don't have a right to put my hands on them, especially when their mother is right here and their father is right here.
All right.
But
lie.
Go ahead.
Go, Tanya.
I am a fan
of...
I'm a fan of step-parents, especially if a man and a woman are separate, because I strongly believe in a two-parent household. I strongly believe in a man and woman raising somebody. My father went out of his way to make sure he stayed in my stepmother for 15 years because he was raising a girl, and he thought it's important to put family into the situation. I had a mother and a father all the time. There was somebody always at a PTA meeting, always at a dance recital, always at act 3 recital. I got 3 square meals a day, every day. I know family to the point when I talk about my child, my friends is like, damn, you had a good fucking childhood. And once again, we wasn't rich, but I saw that every day. And I think I'm a fan of step parents because kids do need all sorts of love. A lot of people boil, like, make it financial or make it a business transaction. You got clothes, food, shelter, whatever, but there are other and I'm providing everything, but I'm not living with you. Kids still need to see certain things coming up. They still need somebody to talk, somebody to put them to bed, somebody to read them a story, somebody to tell them how the fucking day was, somebody who they got an issue in school and they come home and is like, I know daddy or mommy or stepdaddy gonna take care of it. Kids also need that. And I think step-parents feel like I think Jay was alluding to, that void that's there. It's not necessarily just money and a check and whatever. There's a void that also fills, and a lot of people ignore that void and is focused on what's being provided as that being enough. that's part of what a kid needs. I got some kids who grew up poor as fuck and they had certain things because they had their parent or because they had their step parent in their life. They were like, yo, I look back and I have no regrets. I had a good life. I'm a good, sound adult because I had somebody who was always there for me. And step parents are the stepping stone to filling that void that kids can have. I am a stepmother. My stepmother's on my Facebook page. I love the woman to death. I love you, mommy. Yeah, I call her mommy. And she loved me the way my mother loves me. I tell people all the time when I was a kid, I had two mothers. I still got two mothers till this fucking day. I love both of them to with everything inside of me. You know, my stepmother raised me and disciplined me and treated me as if I was her fucking blood. There was never no, I'm a step back because out of respect. She understood that anything she did slacking would affect me as an adult as well. It was never about boundaries or whatever. I'm not saying, I know there are a lot of people are opposed to step parents because there are evil step parents out there who would just take out shit on kids for no reasons. Mm-hmm. But there are also a lot of good fucking step parents out there who love your kids like they were there. And there's a lot of
biological parents taking out shit on kids. And there are a lot
of biological parents fucking their kids up also. Taking out shit on kids. There's no way to call it. Like, it boils down to what the person has. The person has intentions for your child. It's a blessing to have a step parent who's ready to fill in and stand in when your parent is missing. You could still have a good, full functioning parent, but if I'm not, I wasn't sleeping in the house every night with my mom, but I had a full mother figure in my house, and I see a mother figure in my house. I attached that mother figure in my house. It doesn't mean I love my mom any less. It had nothing to do with ego, but I was of sound mind, and I appreciated the idea of family. So step-parents provide that, and I'm all for step-parents. I would never, let's say God forbid, I get kids and I grow up and me and my whoever split and he's providing whatever, but I'm coming home to just me in an empty house. Like, I want my kids to have certain experiences, especially that I had when a kid. I had a full father in my life, and I have certain things that, certain traits of myself that came because I had a father in my life. And I don't want to short my kids that because of boundaries I put in my head for no reason. So that's how I feel. I'm team step parent.
I'm team step parent too. I love my stepmother.
La.
If your mother and father are still in your life, you think it's okay for the step parent to call? I mean, for the kid to call step parent, mommy or daddy?
I'm 28 years old. I still call my stepmom mommy. I've been calling her stepmom. I've been calling her mommy since I was two. Factoring the fact she had me since I was two, so I was more or less, I started calling her mommy because I was repeating.
Does your mother feel a kind of way about that?
She even if, no, she doesn't.
She
my
doesn't?
Mother told me this. This is from my mother's mouth, and my mother told me this when I was 21. My mother said, and mind you, factoring this, my stepmom is the woman my dad left my mom for. So think about all the negatives you could have to this woman just being a just a scorned black woman. Mm-hmm. Another one. My stepmom said there was, put aside the differences she had with my dad. Oh, I said my mom, sorry. Put aside the differences she had with my dad. There is no way on earth she could have hated my stepmom because my stepmom chose to love me like I was her blood. And there's no way she can find herself to hate somebody who's taking care of your child like if they are their own. In terms of taking care of them, feeding them, disciplining them, making sure everything with them is okay. She's like, my mother said, I would just be such a wayward, it would just be so selfish for me to still try to hate somebody who's doing good by your child, who's doing right by your child. She's like, I didn't see, even my stepmother was, my stepmother used to discipline me. My stepmother used to hit me. My mother's not saying, don't touch my kid, kiss my kid. She's like, did she deserve it? Yeah. Yeah. Hit that bitch.
Hmm.
That's how my mother was, because her thing was, my mother wanted the best for me. And even though I wasn't living with her, but I was living with somebody she trusted to make sure every single fucking thing was going right for me. I turned out to be a fairly good adult because I had a good stepmother. In my life, my mother never made it about her. Never made it about the situation. Never made it about the heartbreak. Never made it about the scorn. Her thing was making it about my well-being and my me coming to whatever. So she never looked at it as it was personal. She looked at it as whatever you're doing, do the best and the right by Makisha. You doing that? You got no limits because I trust you. You're not going to tumble the bitch down the stairs and kill her? I'm good. So, My mother. Okay. Yo, shout out to Paulette, son. Shout out to Paulette. Paulette, 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 dot. Shout out to Paulette.
Go. Would you call your would you call your step parent mommy and daddy when you got your like your mother and father active in here?
I mean, it's all a choice, though. I say no, but it's a choice. It's the kid's choice. If the kid wants to call, if they choose to call a mom or dad, I mean, I can't really say much about that. So, how you feel? You all right? You good? Brown holy water in your system? You look like a lot of brown holy waters in your system.
I'm sober than a motherfucker. Like, you know, if I had a step-parent, you know, then that's what it was. Like, you know what I mean? Ain't nothing to talk about. You know what I mean? If you got a step-parent, that's what it is. I feel like step-parents don't get enough credit. I feel like step-parents get discredited more often than they get credit, because a lot of times people want to hold off and say, hold up, you're not the mother, you're not the daddy. Like, bitch, what the fuck are you talking about? Like, listen, if I'm doing all the duties, if I'm doing everything else and you're not checking me on it, especially when I'm spending my fucking money, stop me then. Stop me then. Say, hold up, you're not the daddy.
You're not the daddy. Don't
stop
do it.
Stop me right then and then and I say, baby, you're not the daddy. My son don't need a new Jordans.
I agree.
My son don't need a basketball. My son don't need to go meet LeBron. He don't need to go to the NBA game. He don't need to go to the Knicks.
Oh, you doing all of that?
Yeah,
you doing
all of that? I mean, trick daddy in the middle. I'm trick daddy. But I'm saying, like, don't let him trick all the way and then let him think, because when you got him tricking, when you got him tricking, he's invested. You might not think so, but he think he's the father figure.
I know. You know what I mean? You're very specific when you think about these situations.
He think he's the father figure. So now when he do the next thing, you might want to check him. And now when you check him, he think you bugging. But he only think you bugging because, bitch, you ain't stopped the first thing. If you're going to stop number three, stop number one, too. Don't wait till I get the first, second base to stop the third. And I think that's where a lot of people get it fucked up. They don't mind a step-parent as long as you're doing all the positive things.
I don't.
As soon as you do one thing negative, now it's like, hold up, he got a real mommy, real daddy. Ain't that the same motherfucker that left you? But
he could left him, but don't mean he left the kid, though. If the kid is still active, if the
A lot the father, of times, the motherfucker's not
a lot
active.
Of times, we talking about the times where the dude is still active in his life, but you still around, but you taking care of everything. And the father is still around, and say for the mother, father instance, and you in that position, he's still around doing his thing, but you in the household, you doing a good thing. Would you want that child to call you dad, even if his dad is still around?
But look, if the father's still around doing his thing, then all the dude should be doing is dating the mom.
Facts.
If the dude is doing anything more than dating the mom, if the dude is doing anything more than dating the mom, then dog, you out of violation. It is a lot of confusion there. Because you got me doing more than what I'm supposed to be doing. I'm supposed to be tearing this pussy up, making you happy because your baby daddy laughed.
But that's if it. That's the case, then you should. Well, that's another story. Because you shouldn't even be around the kids if y'all just dating.
How? I might be fucking you for 2 years. Bitch, I'm coming over. What you mean? Red Hook, I'm here. What you mean? What
this is like, I think that kind of was what Black is saying. Like, people see you so a lot in the step-daddy type. They want all the benefits of it. But then when it's time for us to be a full parent, people start putting up the rules and restrictions. The rule, for me, the restriction is, don't be abusing the fuck of my kids. And abuse can come from blood parents, too. We people always say step-parents. They're fathers who rape their fucking daughters. It's a sad truth. They're parents who abuse the fuck out of their kids and step-parents who rescue kids. So it's kind of like, if you're a step-parent, for me personally, as a step-parent, if you're going to be a step-parent, you should be a parent. A full parent. Everything that comes with it. And you treat that child the way the child deserves to be treated, and everything you do for them should be for their best benefit. Don't put rules and restrictions on it, because if you put rules and restrictions on a step-parent, you might as well put rules and restrictions on the actual parent. Blood, to me, honestly, we all talk about blood is sticking on water, but y'all still pray some of y'all friends more than y'all family. Same thing goes with parenting. Same thing goes with fucking parenting. You just give them motherfuckers some blood, but that don't mean they're guaranteed to treat them better. So, you know, there should be no limits in terms of how a step-parent should love a child, but the limits should be the same rules to mommy and daddy and step-mommy and step-daddy. Yeah. That's how I feel. The feel should be even across the board.
1,000.
Anything else is just fucking ego.
Yeah,
anything else is ego.
That's what a lot of it is. Ego.
Anything else is ego.
Ego.
I take care of the bills. I'm daddy. Well, honestly, he's playing a full daddy role also. So if the... My thing is, I'm not saying you should go around demanding the kid call you dad. But if the kid calls you dad, honestly, that's a sign of endearment. That's your child. That's your child seeing something in you that's like, yo, you really love me the way you love me. So I appreciate you. And I feel like this. You know, and the child is doing it out of innocence also. So you gotta factor that in. No one should tell kids to do whatever, but if the child does it, you gotta understand that's a good sign. Your child actually feels that's that type fact. Of love from somebody. That's you know, so fact. you shouldn't fight it. That's how I should feel. But a lot of people will disagree because they have the whole ego thing going on. But that's how I look at it.
We're about to get to the call up question, ladies and gentlemen. We're about to get to the call up question. I'm gonna let it go to La Brown, the one that got curved by Danny. He's gonna let y'all know what the call up question is. La, talk to us. Although you got curved. Talk to him.
Yeah, the call-up question. Should a step-parent be allowed to spank his or her stepchild? That is the question at hand. Like you said, like what Black was saying earlier, if you could do everything else, why can't you discipline your child? Now you should talk about, do you think you should be allowed to spank your... Discipline? Physically spank your stepchild?
My guy, that's a question.
Yeah. Yeah, what kind of question is that? I feel like that's stupid. If I'm allowed to spend money
call
on
up,
them.
Call up, y'all. Call up.
If I'm allowed to spend money on them, give them the fucking phone number.
516-900-2278. Call up. Should a step-parent be allowed to discipline, physically spanking, your child?
Yeah, I feel like...
Or their stepchild, whatever.
I feel like if you're dating someone, you trust their judgment to some extent.
Facts.
If you trust their judgment, then you know they're not going to discipline your child for no fucking reason. They're not going to discipline just because they could beat the motherfucking child. They're going to discipline because the child did something wrong. Facts. And at the end of the day, if you was okay with this person spending money on your child, going to open school night with your child,
busting in your raw,
going to the park with just your child, you still at home, he taking your child to the park. If you was okay with everything else, then why are you not okay with this person disciplining your child? That is mentally retarded. There's something wrong with you.
So Black is all in for step-parents hitting the children.
Don't even hit it. Hit it is such a spanking. Bad word.
Spanking. 1,000%. I'm 1,000% all in.
Spanking is a hit.
Right, I'm beating your child ass. Especially if I'm buying Jordans and going to open school night. I'm whipping your child ass.
We got that first caller for the night. Brown Holy Water. Who's on the line?
This is your favorite minister, Rock Montel. Let's
go. Wait,
finally,
all,
you loser.
First of all, listen, I have the favorite title. Let's be clear.
First of all, loser.
Danny, you looking kind of like a joint.
This is the pastor talking.
Thank you. All right,
pastor, should a step-parent be allowed to spank his or her child? Stepchild.
Absolutely, yes.
Oh, real quick, 60 seconds or less. Let's go. Let me hear your answer. Why?
60 seconds or less. Let's go. Because, like Black said, if I'm doing the work, I'm beating that behind. then I'm buying you nothing but Converse and butter bagels.
Talk to him. You got 2 minutes now. You got 2 minutes.
That costs more than $25. You're getting a beating. I'm sorry. It has to go down. The Bible says the spirit of rod spoils the child.
But hold on. Does it depend what time you got? I mean, what time and stage you got into that child's life? Like, if you came in that child's life, he's 12 years old, and you trying to fucking discipline him, he gonna look at you like you crazy. Am I correct?
I think it depends
on the time you came into the child's life.
He's not looking at nothing.
What you say?
I said with 2 black eyes, he's not looking. At nothing.
Yo, get the fuck out of here. Hey, that's my Jesus juice, man.
Nah,
he doing too much, man. The pastor
don't hang up on nobody.
The pastor is talking that shit. At the end of the day, some of y'all kids need two black eyes. It might save them out of jail. It might save them out of jail.
That's a fact, though. You understand?
These black eyes sometimes is fucking needed. Because they got to understand that alphabet hurt. They got to understand punches hurt.
Yo, Rockman, thank you for calling up, bro. We appreciate you, man.
Thanks for calling in.
Black
success, fuck with you, boy. Second favorite fan to Mike.
Black success, fuck with you, you heard? That's a fact. But yeah, your kids got to know that black eyes hurt. Punches
hurt. Like I
said,
hold on. I think it depends what time you became a step-parent in that child's life. If you a man that came around and I'm 12, 13 years old, You're not going to try to discipline. You're not putting your hands on me, dude. I don't care how much a man you think you are.
I agree.
And but, I'm fucking but up. Lie. You're not touching me, yo.
You using discipline like discipline is so only you,
I'm talking about spanking. I said oh, spanking. So we talking about spanking. No, no,
so
no.
So you think nah, nah, you nah, think nah, you're 12 and 13, you think you lie. Bro. You yeah. think you lie because you in high school.
But you ain't going to never do that.
I'm going to slap the shit out of you in front of your mother. You're going to be mad.
You can't do that.
Baby boy status.
If you raised a kid like that's yours from like five and up, maybe. But if you beat him,
Jody.
You gonna put him in a chokehold? You gonna yoke him out? Lick a nigga neck?
Because a lot of problem nah. most of these young kids right now, they think they adults. Break them back down. Let me break you back down, a little boy.
12-year-old shit out of
you,
nigga.
Let me break your boy.
But my thing is, if I'm 13, you're my step-parent. If I'm 13 or whatever and you talking to me all crazy, I'm going. It's not even that I feel grown. It's just that you're not my parent. Like,
facts.
You're not my mother.
I know
but
that
your
you're not
daddy
my
ain't either.
So
your daddy left.
But then that.
Your daddy left.
Okay, so whose fault is that kid is all being
right.
disrespectful?
Your daddy left. I'm here now. I'm the one caring about you. I'm the one loving you. I'm the one caring
can't
enough
put your hands
to
on
not
me.
Have you not go
call
to jail.
Call up, y'all. 516-900-2278. We taking two more callers, y'all. Call up.
Caught up in the fucking streets. I'm the one.
Facts.
I'm
two
the
more
one,
callers,
nigga.
Y'all. Call
fuck
up.
What you talking about?
Okay.
Yeah, you gonna care.
He
you
got
gonna
a
care.
Point.
Hug me, nigga.
He got a point.
Hug me, nigga. Yeah, I'm gonna slap the shit out you.
Because
I'm gonna slap the shit out you. Fuck you talking about, nigga. Brooklyn, Coney Island, Young Sushi, what it is, nigga. We out here quick.
That nigga cut you with a samurai sword, nigga.
What the fuck? That's what I'm saying.
You gotta understand. A lot of people. A lot of people don't look at spanking as I'm just trying to hurt you for my personal
that's
pleasure.
True. Don't touch me, though.
But listen, people, you can't remember. A lot of people, a lot of kids looked at it and it was personal. Like you hitting me because you mad at daddy, so you hitting me because of whatever. That's not true. We need to fucking let these kids understand that certain things are the streets are real out there. The world is fucking
that's
real.
That's
the
fact.
World
that's
will
true.
Have no fucking mercy on
facts.
You, motherfucker.
They playing for keys.
None. Just
they playing for keys.
I would
you
hit
talk
you
to me.
And stop because I love you. I don't want you hurt no more. The
facts.
World not gonna fucking do that to you.
That's
the world
a fact.
Will not do that. They will
blow
put you
your
to,
head off.
It will put you to fucking ground.
That's what my
I will have
for.
To bury you.
That's
I point. Will have to bury you.
We
so
got another
so,
call.
So don't look at it and say, oh, I'm hitting you because I'm hitting it for fun. Like, no. I care
no
about you enough
that
it hurts me to the point I actually have to put my fucking hands on you.
And I gotta warn you of what's out there. You know what I mean?
Same.
We got another call. Let's go.
Another call. Brad Holywater, who on the line?
Yeah, it's your boy, Shu, man. You know
oh,
what's
yeah! Number one fan is hell. Fuck out of here, Rock, man.
What it is, what it do. Tell Danny I said, hey.
Yeah, how you feel, Shu, man? Step parents, should they be able to discipline their kids?
Yeah,
like, spankings?
You know, I got 1,000 kids, man. And, listen, man, I nah, bro.
That,
nah.
Yeah, no man going to
jail.
What
you mean,
no?
Nah,
what you mean, no?
Nah,
what you mean,
I'm,
no,
I'm,
though, Shu?
I understand, like, the power trip and the authority figure, and I understand that he has to do certain things because he's in the house and he has to keep control of his house. But I don't want you touching my. I can't trust.
It don't matter what you want. Shoe. No,
shit,
it don't matter what you want. Shoe. Time out, y'all.
Yeah.
It don't matter what you want. Shoe. It don't matter what you want. If those kids are staying with
why,
your baby mama, if those kids are staying with your baby mama, and you're not there and he's there,
thought,
it's not about you.
I,
don't be selfish.
Thought,
it's not about you. It's about them kids.
Nah.
Hold on. Let me call
and
talk.
Don't talk. Don't touch my kids, bro.
You just said 10 minutes ago, as long as I was providing everything else, he didn't have to, right?
Facts.
That's what you said.
If I'm handling everything else,
as far as the kids are concerned, he don't have to put his hand.
Well, let me tell you what you missed, though. When you're not in the house, when you're not under the roof, this is where a lot of baby daddies get fucked up. This is where a lot of y'all fucked up and lose your baby mama at. When you're not under the roof, you don't get to see what your kids are doing. You get to hear about it. You don't get to see it. So you don't get to see where they do need a slap behind the head. You don't get to see it. So I'm going to slap the shit out of your son because he need it, nigga. And you wasn't there to see it. I don't got to explain it to you.
So hold on.
Ain't nobody touching my kid, bro.
So you bugging up. I slapped Keaton and Callie.
I'm telling dude. Hey, welcome to the family, my guy. Welcome. These are all subtles up in here. We're services. Do your thing, but I'm going to tell you, if I ever hear that, I'm coming to see you.
That's it.
You're going to have a hard time. You're going to have a hard time, just like them kids. You talk about in the upper room, nigga. Two black eyes. Just
right
like them kids. You and your son going to
be
looking like
I'll
twins.
Be right down the street.
Daddy, how do you get them black eyes?
Yo, Mike, thanks for calling, Mike. Thank you for calling, Mike. All right, bro.
All right, man.
Yo, we taking one more call, y'all. We taking one more call, then we out of here. All right? One more call.
Funny enough, where I'm from, I remember like when we was in school, in primary school and secondary school, we still had corporal punishment. You know, we got lashes in our hand. We got beef from our teachers in school who were not even fucking step parents. Our parents used to be like, did you do something wrong? Yeah, beat her ass. But, and when she come home, I'm gonna give her a second fucking round of that.
Don't touch my fucking kids. I don't care where you live. Don't touch my kids. Man, my kids
are Stay single. Don't date, motherfucker.
Hey, yo, let's go. Last caller.
Let's go. Brown holy water. Who in the line?
I'm whipping your ass.
It's Ken from Turk.
Who?
Ken from Turk.
Ken from Turks?
Yeah,
Texas.
Hey,
we don't know you.
Yeah, we're talking. You ain't even in the comments in that kid.
We don't know you. You sound like you listen to mad reggae.
I'm not. Listen, you should. The step parent should definitely be allowed to discipline to a certain point.
Mm-hmm.
What's the point?
If the parent, including things, if the parent, at the point that the parent thinks, especially if the stepmother's in the child's life, like, paying all the bills in the house or whatever, I think that that parents should be able to.
Yo, Kim, real quick, you got kids?
I have kids.
You got kids?
I have one.
So if another woman hits your child, you go okay with that?
It depends. I should be able. So say for instance, my baby father is with another woman, right?
Yeah.
So they living together or whatever. I know my kid. So my kid is there and she did whatever. First of all, we already met, me and the baby mother. I mean, me and the new girlfriend. We already met. Uh-huh. And my baby father obviously trusts her around my kid because, you know, my kid spends weekends there, whatever, right? I trust her to a certain point that if she say, yo, your kid was wilding this weekend, he did X, Y, or Z, and I popped him. Like, I gave him a spank.
I gotta get the okay.
I don't feel like it should be. So my kid is wilding, doing craziness. My baby father's at work. The kid is, or whatever, he wasn't around. And the kid, she need to call me or text me. Like, is it okay if I snuff him? Because, like, no. I don't want him to think that he could get over on her. That he gotta be in her household.
Facts.
Okay, I understand a little bit, but I don't care. Like,
they be wilding,
but don't touch my kid. Tell me I come over here and leave work.
It's your fault for leaving your baby mama. It's your fault for leaving your baby mama or baby daddy.
Shut up.
Stay with the person you had kids with. Stay with them so that nobody else could do that.
Why are you yelling?
Stay with them.
Thank you.
Stay with the person you had kids with.
Thank you.
If you care that much, stay with the person you had kids with.
Everybody don't stay with the person they have kids with. That's just life, man.
That's motherfucker. Life.
Don't be putting your hands on people's kids, man. You get
your
killed for that.
Your kids get slapped.
Listen, man.
Get your slapped.
Hey, yo, we at the end of our show.
It is. I
thought
shout out
your show.
Put your hand on my kid.
Let's go. We'll do our little shout outs and then we out of here. Let's go.
Callie, where you at, baby? Shout out to your girl.
Makisha, what you got?
Yo, today's Black Business. I'm going to shout out my friend Ashanti. She's launched her Virgin Mink lash line. I'm wearing a set tonight. I don't know if anybody can notice. You see my eyes and shit, like mad thing. But she's launched it on it's going to be launched on Amazon. It's not live as yet. She already sent out her supplies. So as soon as it launches, I'll drop the link for it in the comments. So you guys support a Black business. For the girls who like to get a little glamorous and stuff, like, it's a really good lash line. I personally don't really wear strip lashes, but I like this set. So support a Black business. Shout out to Ashanti, Plush E Lashes.
Danielle, let's go.
Danielle, oh shit.
You're not even Georgie right now.
Right?
I'm sorry.
It's cool. Shout out to everybody who joined in. Shout out to Adele. I see you in the comments. You finally commenting. Shout out to Kiara. Shout out to this Millie drunk rock that freaking Black is doing right now. Shout out to Candace. Candace, the Aquarius. She's been on a roll. Shout out to my sister. And shout out to Eliza. I see you too in the comments. Just thank you for supporting. Thank you, everybody, for joining.
Handsome 15, Instagram, Live Brown, Facebook. I definitely got a fidgeting problem. I don't know why I move around a lot. That shit is crazy. I got ADD or some shit.
Clearly.
Shout out to everybody that just fucks with us. Brown Holy Water. Subscribe to the podcast app. Leave your review. We over 100 plus. Thank you. We appreciate that. We starting to get ranked. They looking at us. They respect our shit now. We appreciate you. Shout out to Lexi. It's her birthday. Happy 30th birthday to you.
30.
Welcome to the Dirty 30,
Lexi,
baby.
Lexi, happy birthday.
And that's it, man. Thank you for supporting us. Thank you for rocking with us. You know what I'm saying? Brown Holy Water. Let's go.
Yeah, it's about that time. Hope you tuned in as we go live. Got bad gal, Tanya, Georgie, and Skyline Black. Hold it down for the guys. So get some real shit, grab a cup, catch a vibe. Every Sunday at 7, we getting you baptized. Giving out all these blessings or facts, no lies. Supporting the movement, dead caps on the rise. I got that brown, holy water wherever I go. Make sure you like, share, comment, and follow. Talk, drink, share the link. Don't forget to let us know what you think. I got that brown, holy water. Come get that brown, holy water. We got that brown, holy water. Come get that brown, holy water. I got that brown, holy water. Come get that brown, holy water. We got that brown, holy water. We got that brown.